Welcome to Real Time Real Talk, a Dexcom podcast dedicated to pharmacists and other healthcare professionals on the front lines helping people thrive who live with diabetes.
He sent me a note. He said, Dr. Reddy, for the first time in 10 years, I've been able to walk a mile. I feel like a totally different person.
Dexcom is the leading developer of real-time, continuous glucose monitoring.
So now you have personalized medicine geared to the patient. And the patient is empowered because they can see all this in their app. They can see what's happening.
For more information on all Dexcom technologies, please visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Welcome to Real Time Real Talk with me, Cher Pastore. I am on the clinical education team at Dexcom, where I've been working for over 5 years. Dexcom is the leading developer in continuous glucose monitoring, and I'm passionate about empowering healthcare professionals and warriors with up-to-date knowledge of our products, as well as how to access them, so that anyone with any kind of diabetes can thrive and live their best life. In today's episode, we will be discussing all things digital health and the role continuous glucose monitoring has in personalized medicine. We will cover topics including how CGM technology fits into the broader scope of digital health, and we'll also discuss what the future might look like for the integration of CGM within the digital health platform. My guest today is Dr. Sushma Reddy. She is a clinical endocrinologist at Carbon Health. She has been using CGM for over 20 years and has developed innovative approaches to manage diabetes that incorporates CGM, including a bootcamp type approach to uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, a CGM clinic, and a therapeutic CGM training program. As an endocrinologist at Carbon Health, she sees patients completely virtually using a team-based approach incorporating continuous glucose monitoring. She has presented their outcomes at ATTD and in a recent publication in Clinical Diabetes. I can't wait to talk to her today, so let's get started. Welcome, Dr. Reddy. Thanks for joining us on our podcast today.
Very pleased to be here, Sharon, talk about CGM, my favorite topic. You know how passionate I am about it. So
I know we've talked about it in the past many times, and I love always having our conversations, so I'm so glad to be here and to continue it. So can you just tell our listeners who might not be familiar with you, just give a brief intro, maybe a couple of sentences as to your work at Carbon Health, and everything that you do there.
I'm a clinical endocrinologist, very, very passionate about CGM and all it has been able to do to change the lives of my patients with diabetes. I am currently at Carbon Health, where I'm fortunate to have the CGM data actually integrated into the EMR, where it's part of our vital signs. I have a team of other endocrinologists, as well as diabetes educators, and we're able to really deliver personalized care to the patient. Really awesome part of it is a real kind of a digital health platform where we see patients virtually, as well as in person in brick and mortar clinics. It's a tech-based healthcare company, really looking to have absolutely awesome patient experiences and impact on outcomes as well. So I really feel fortunate and blessed to be able to work in this environment because of the incredible impact we're able to have on our patients.
Great. So let's just get started, jump right into it. Can you tell our listeners, what is digital health?
Great question. You know, that term is always thrown around. Digital health really encompasses a lot of things. It talks about health of the individual, healthcare delivery, health of the population, and how we deliver that care virtually through telemedicine and using other data that's integrated into different systems and is available to the provider or patient.
Great. So you can, I didn't know that you had the brick and mortar places. Is that recent?
No, we have over 100 clinics across the U.S., many of which are in California, but we're also in Massachusetts for the diabetes part of it. For primary care, we're across in different states across the U.S.
And so can you tell us about, I know you do a lot of work with continuous glucose monitoring or CGM. So tell us about how CGM fits in with digital health.
To me, CGM is the biggest invention since insulin because we now have this real-time glucose data that we can tell exactly what's going on with the patient and what the impact of meals are, medications, and physical activity. And now we have this data integrated so it's at our fingertips. So it fits very well into digital health because it gives us the glucose data we need at our fingertips to be able to make the correct decisions for the patient and for the patient themselves to be able to look at it.
Okay, so when we're talking about diabetes management, the patient will come in, whether they're on a continuous glucose monitoring or you recommend it for them, then tell us how it works a little bit. Are they downloading the Carbon Health app? They're downloading whatever app their CGM uses. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's really cool. We have a really cool app, our Carbon Health app, and we actually are a completely virtual diabetes clinic. So all our care is delivered through the Carbon Health app. So we have the patients download the Carbon Health app. That's how they take their visit. It's a video visit through that. And then whatever CGM they're using, they download that app for the CGM, but then it's connected within the app to Carbon Health. So all they have to do is click a little toggle button and their data automatically connects to Carbon Health. They can now look at their data in the Carbon Health app, see what their glucose is, and they can actually even log their meals. They can log their activity. They can log insulin, put any other notes in there, and then be able to see that effect of that glucose. What happened with a meal? What happened with physical activity? What happened with medication? So it's really cool that they have this all at their fingertips.
And there's no downloading or anything like that. So like if you see them virtually, they'll be looking at their app. You're looking on the back end on your platform. Is that how you're getting the information?
Absolutely. So when I was in Michigan several years ago in my brick and mortar clinic, you know, we had to download it to Dexcom Clarity and then print it out or upload it as a PDF to the EMR. And now fast forward, I'm in this totally new environment where I just open my EMR and there it is, part of the vital signs. I see my CGM data right there. I can see a daily report. I can see an AGP. I can see the time and range for 7 days or 28 days. And the really cool thing is that we have primary care providers and urgent care providers across California and other states. So if our patient walks into any of the clinics, let's say a primary care provider in California, but as soon as they click on the vital signs, they see the same thing. All our primary care providers are familiar with CGM, know what an AGP is, know how to look at the data. So it's a really great patient experience.
And so then is it changing the visits either in terms of time length? Is it making it shorter or it's just making it easier for you to manage the glucose data and then you'll talk about something else? How is that manifesting in terms of an office visit?
So certainly it's saving all the time that you would have, you know, in a brick and mortar clinic, you'd have the medical assistant. Okay, give me your device. Let's upload it. Or have you gotten your Dexcom Clarity code? Did you share it with us? It's saving all that time of uploading and printing the report or uploading it to the EMR. So now the patient just comes into the visit. You open up the chart. There's all your data. So definitely that's a time saver. But the bigger thing is it's allowing me to do precision medicine, personalized medicine. For example, you know, we always do this one size fits all. Well, you can't have carbs, or you can't have desserts, you know, and I had a patient who loved their carbs. So we had him track and log everything in our Carbon app. And then he came back to us 10 days later. We look at the data because we can rank the meals and see what the glycemic impact is for each meal. And we could actually see that he was fine with his pasta. He was fine with his sushi. It was potato chips. And he's like, Dr. Reddy, I don't care about potato chips. I'm going to throw them out. I'm happy. I can have my pasta. I can have my sushi. And yet, if we had done it the old way, we'd have just said, oh, no, limit your pasta, limit your sushi. It's all high carbs. He didn't have to do that. So now we could give personalized medicine to him. So impacting his quality of life and getting the glucose under control.
I can't even tell you. I'm having like goosebumps because, you know, I'm in practice, I'm a registered dietitian and I study that and I did that for so long and I was trying to help people what they should eat. And I just feel like that it makes me so happy because then they can have, right? You learn, they can have what they want or maybe they change the amount. And interestingly, I have a loved one on G7 and say I give them food, like I can see that it's not affecting their glucose or when it's affecting, right? Is it 1 hour? Is it 1.5 hours? Is it 3 hours? Sometimes it's not what you think. It changes, you know? I just feel like that's so interesting and that's how it's helping us. So tell us a little bit more about some of the research you've done or what you saw at, I think you went to ATTD this year. Tell us what happened there.
Sure. And I'm actually going to start where it began because in medicine, there are a lot of things we observe and then we put into studies and we collect data. So at Carbon Health, our care is integrated across primary care. So when a patient with diabetes sees a primary care provider, they automatically get started on a CGM, and then they see the endocrinologist and diabetes educator. And our primary care providers, you know, typically will start somebody new onset with metformin for a type 2 and tell them a little bit about lifestyle, but nothing in depth. And what we started noticing was once the patients got that CGM on, because I got it on at the primary care provider and saw it was about 3 to 4 days later, in those 4 days, they had already started to improve their glucose. That real-time biofeedback changed behavior. And we're like, oh my God, this person was 300-400 and they probably needed insulin and GLP-1s and other things, but they're already getting into the 200s with just metformin. So that real-time feedback helped them to change their behavior. We then looked at some of our patients. We had 6 patients like that with A1Cs over 10 that got to a time in range of over 70% within 2 weeks, all of them. 4 of them got there within 1 week. And when we followed them up, they were controlled with metformin alone, one person with lifestyle. Even though they'd started with an A1C of over 10, one was 12%, one was 14%. And so if we look at standard guidelines, you'd have been putting this person on insulin, GLP-1, et cetera. But yet using the whole model of care, because we also address diabetes-related distress and we engage them between the visits, we were able to get them to goal using this. So to me, it's like that secret sauce is CGM, addressing diabetes-related distress, and that team approach using the expertise of your primary care providers, endocrinologists, and diabetes educators. So we can totally change the impact for patients, their outcomes, and this can all be done virtually. So this was really amazing for us to see.
This is so amazing. And what was the intervention? How frequently did you see them? Was it once a week or whether it was see them virtually?
Sure. So for these 6 patients, we actually just saw them once a week and within 2 weeks they normalized. But when we looked at all our patients, what we do is see them for a first visit, which is actually an hour long. So we really dive into the patient's mental state, diabetes-related distress, everything that you need to know about diabetes. We then have them wear the CGM, log everything, their food, their activity, their medication. Try experiments, like try eating your favorite foods, try a big portion, try a small portion, try your favorite drink, your wine, your beer, whatever you like, a gin and tonic. Go for a 15-minute walk, go for a 30-minute walk. Change your food order, like have the veggies first, then the carb, and vice versa. And then we see them at 10 days, and we look at all those insights that are personalized for them. For example, I had a patient who could have his gin and tonic, he could have his wine, but the beer wasn't as good. The heavy beer made him go up. As somebody else, 50-minute walk did nothing, 30-minute walk was good. So we give them these insights, and now you have personalized medicine that's precise, geared to the patient. It's not one size fits all. And the patient is empowered because they can see all this in their app. They can see what's happening. So then we put a plan. What do they need? Do they need just metformin? Do they need a GLP-1? Do they need insulin? And then they see the diabetes educator as needed. We also have an education library so they can access that. And so they're engaged in between visits, and we'll typically see them 4 to 6 weeks later and then at 3 months. But when we looked at our outcomes, we were able to get about 68% of patients to an A1C of less than 7. But more importantly, since we're talking digital health and CGM, just imagine within 4 weeks, more than 54% of patients got to a time in range of over 70%. And when we looked at people with an A1C of over 9, the average A1C change was 4.3%. That means some of these people normalized. Wow. It's just amazing to me. And we would love to have everybody have access because it's all virtual. They don't have to travel.
Was there any resistance at all, though, before from the patient? Like, did they not want to wear a CGM? Did they not want to log their food? Was there anything like that?
Patients are always wary because when you would say wear a CGM, they go, oh, I don't know if I want that. And I used to deal with that when I was in practice in Michigan. What I would do is have my medical assistant bring the patient back and say, here's the CGM. And Dr. Reddy's probably going to want to put it on and hand him a brochure so that we're already kind of knew I might do it. And then when I mentioned it, I would never ask them, do you want to wear a CGM? I would just be like, hey, we're going to put the CGM on you. We're going to see you in 2 weeks. And I would walk out that door before they could say no. And then have the MA walk in, and then they would go, oh, no, Dr. Reddy wanted me to wear this thing. And then the MA would say, oh, but it's really cool. I wore one. It's going to be so nice. They'll be, oh, okay. And so they would put it on. And then when they would come back in 2 weeks or 10 days, whichever, they would be like, oh, my God, this is so cool. Can I get one of these? And so that's how I got across it. So now fast forward to Carbon Health, because we're integrated with primary care, the patients get started on CGM in the primary care office most of the time. So that makes it easy because they're already started. And if they haven't, when we talk to them and we don't say you have to wear this all the time, it's like, hey, this is a little science experiment. Let's just wear this once and see how it works. And they're usually willing to do it. I usually don't get resistance once I've explained that. And after that first initial wear, some will wear it intermittently, some will wear it continuous, but they will at least do that initial wear. I think the only barrier would really be cost if there was one. And in terms of logging, that goes with anything else. Some people like to log, some don't. And I mean, you get people who do it and people who don't. We try to emphasize how we'll be able to look at their meals. So I would say we get about 60, 70% of people to log. The others don't, but you can still get good data, you know, from there.
I was just going to say, even if they don't, it's okay because you're still seeing changes in glucose levels.
Yeah. And the funny part is, even if they don't log, they'll come back and tell me what happened.
Right.
Oh, I ate this and this happened. I walked and this happened.
I know. That's the best part. I mean, there's so many great parts, but I do like when the patient is able to see themselves, what's happening. They make the change instead of historically, you know, you as the doctor saying, you have to do this. I like it when they come back and say, oh, I learned this. So I think are really technologically savvy. Let's just say that. Besides Carbon Health, do you know, are other healthcare providers like using this technology? Is it adopting? Is it taking a while? Do you have any information on that?
I do know that there are other healthcare providers who are using it, especially in the bigger academic centers, as well as amongst endocrinologists. Some primary care providers use it, but that uptake has not been, you know, as much as we would have liked it to be. But I've also seen at university levels where people are integrating this into their system so they can have a dashboard kind of view and then flag people who are out of range so that their educators can follow up on these patients. So I'm seeing larger systems start to do that, where they integrate it into their EMR in some fashion, can look at it at a population standpoint and flag people who are out of control, like if their time in range, time below range is too much, or the time in range is not where it should be, kind of flag. And that way the whole population stays at a good level.
Oh, that's interesting. So this little, say, indicator would go off and then it would go through a process and then they would kind of get that patient in sooner. Is that what's happening?
Yes, that is what's happening.
Oh, wow. That's going to change everything. Oh my God, this is so exciting. So besides that, do you see anything else changing, or like, do we know what could be coming next in terms of telehealth or telemedicine or digital health?
I know what I would love to see.
Okay, tell me.
I would just love to see more integration of the CGM data into the EMR, because I think that is a little bit of a roadblock when you have to come and upload the CGM and print or do something. So I'd love to see it integrated into the EMR. I would love to see people be able to see the impact of their meals, be able to see the impact of their exercise and their medications and all that data integrated into one spot so we can see it very clearly. And then at a population level, have these dashboards so we can flag patients right away who are not doing as well, reach out to them virtually. It doesn't mean they need an office visit necessarily. But then hand in hand with that, we need to have reimbursement continue for telehealth and be commensurate with the work that needs to be put in for this to be able to scale as well. I mean, I'll give you an example of a patient that's close to my heart because she's type 1 since she was 2 years old, 3 to 4 hours away from the closest endocrinologist, and managed to get pregnant through infertility treatments at age 36, completely managed virtually, including during delivery, perfectly normal, healthy baby, perfect control throughout the pregnancy. This could not have happened without digital health.
Oh my gosh, wow. And I just want you to know, and all our listeners to know, and I'm sure other companies are also, but at Dexcom, we are working hard to try to get this integration into the EHR. There are some roadblocks in terms of the systems and privacy, but we are working diligently on that and also trying to improve access. And I think you know that, and I'm sure other companies are also. So I just want everyone to know that we're trying every day. And I do think that's going to be a huge difference. It's going to make a huge difference for patients, for providers on the population level. So tell us some other stories. Do you have other patients besides this pregnant woman? Tell us another one.
Yeah, this is actually a very young 40-year-old type 2 who unfortunately had a stroke and has renal insufficiency. And his A1C was 12.5. So he came to see us virtually. A friend of us told him about Carbon Health and what we do for diabetes. So he came to see us virtually and put him on CGM within 2 weeks. We also adjusted his medication He's on Jardiance and a low dose of metformin and a small dose of GLP-1. But within 2 weeks, he normalized his sugar. He could not believe how well he was doing. And again, we looked at what he could eat and not eat, personalized medicine. So we're able to identify his foods. And he sent me a note. He said, Dr. Reddy, for the first time in 10 years, I've been able to walk a mile. I feel like a totally different person. He goes, this new approach with CGM has given me life again. It has totally changed me. And then he went on to say his mom died of complications related to diabetes. And he went on to tell me, you know, my mom was miserable for the last few years of her life because the doctors told her, you can't eat this, you can't do that, you can't eat this. She gave up everything she enjoyed. And now looking at what you told me, she could have been eating all those foods. Maybe she would have died at the same time, but at least she would have had a good quality of life. So it's totally, totally changed it around. I had another gentleman, A1C of 12. This was November. And when I saw him, he goes, you know, I knew I would get diabetes one day because my dad had it and it was Halloween. So he was eating candy and drinking pop like it went out of style. And so he gave it all up and he normalized his sugars in 3 weeks, only on metformin, an A1C of 12. And a year later, his A1C is 6.8. We actually published him in Clinical Diabetes, that particular case history.
Yeah, I mean, that just makes me think of something else. You know, historically, I think some healthcare professionals think that CGM might just be for type 1 diabetes, but you've really mentioned a lot of instances where it's not, right? It's for type 2. It's for type 2, maybe just on metformin. It could be used now. Dexcom CGM can be used in pregnancy. So there's really a lot now, just opened up a whole new world of things. Dr. Reddy, what could you tell someone, say there are some healthcare professionals out there who don't really either know anything about digital health, how could they get started? Like, what would be a first step they could take?
I think the really first step they can take and that would work in an office setting is to get familiarized with CGM. I think the easiest way is to make sure that all your patients with type 1 and type 2 have access to CGM. And really, since type 2 diabetes is the majority of what primary care providers and other endocrinologists see as well, I truly believe that every patient with type 2 diabetes should wear a CGM at least once. And really, the way you could do that is you could have the Dexcom G6 Pro in your office. So now you've got reimbursement that's commensurate with the work you need to do. So when that patient with type 2 walks in, tell them, experiment. We want to see what your body does. You put that CGM, the Dexcom G6 Pro, on them for 10 days. Give them guided experiments. Try everything. Not just put it on and walk out the door, but have a little sheet to try the different foods, activity, alcohol. Have them come back in 10 days after logging all that. It's going to make your life a lot easier. You won't have to talk till you're blue in the face telling them what to do because they will be empowered. They will make the changes and they will say, hey, how about I give this? How about I do that? And then you can do a better job as a provider because now you can pick the right medication for them because you have real data. Is it high after a meal? Is it high fasting? What's going on? Is it occasionally high? And so that is the number one step to get going. Then you get familiar with clarity. You get familiar with that. Then you're ready to move to the next step. That is what I would recommend that everybody do who sees patients with type 2 diabetes.
All kinds of diabetes, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Type 1 and type 2. type 1. People on insulin need CGM all the time. Right, no question about it. That is the standard of care.
I told you, I studied nutrition and it was so near to my heart and that's what I wanted to do. But over time, when I was in practice for 15 years and then I kind of got sick of telling the people what to do and them not doing it. Then by the time I left practice, I was like, just put this continuous glucose monitor on. Like, I didn't want to talk to them about food anymore. I was like, you just wear this and then we'll talk about it. Yeah, it's so life-changing. Okay, so any last tips or closing thoughts that you want to tell anybody about diabetes management or any last closing tips you want to say?
You know, I'm really passionate about it, not only improving glycemic outcomes, but also improving quality of life for patients with diabetes. And I think that every provider who takes care of individuals with diabetes should use a paid assessment of problem areas in diabetes survey so they can address diabetes-related distress, because that's often the biggest barrier to achieving those glycemic outcomes. They must use a CGM continuously in all patients on insulin, type 1 and type 2. If they're not on insulin, they must at least have a CGM once, so you're giving them personalized medicine and you can do a better job deciding what they need. And then asking the patient, is this how you want to live your life? What are your goals? Getting them in to see the diabetes educator. So really that secret sauce of CGM, team-based approach using everybody's expertise, and addressing diabetes-related distress.
Dr. Reddy, thank you so much. Thank you for your insights. Thank you for your time. Thank you for taking care of all your patients and the patients that you see. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Cher, for having me.
Now, if you're a healthcare professional, you'd like to know more about digital health or anything about Dexcom, head over to dexcom.com for more information. In next month's episode, we are going to be talking about some more of our digital health partners. So thank you for listening today. I hope you found this useful. Don't forget, you can catch up on all the previous episodes of Real Time, Real Talk on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in our next episode of Real Time, Real Talk.